This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Segments, so I go to your calls, Morgan and Roland and Liberty Dog and others that are holding. I'm trying to jam everybody in. This segment next, and then Matt Braggett's taking over. I'll have to do the whole Facebook thing tomorrow. It's a 24-page article, and I want to spend like an hour on it. So I meant to get to it, but I didn't. But Connor, one of our great sound guys in there, he just graduated 5 years ago from Texas State, formerly Southwest Texas. That's LBJ's alma mater down in San Marcos, Texas, south of Austin. And they actually have courses there about banning free speech. The journalism classes are now about ending free speech. It's one of my good friend's daughters has graduated from there. They were actually in the course teaching that I'm a Nazi, I'm evil, that the job of journalists is to ban free speech. So you ask how this happened. The curriculum flipped the last 6-7 years nationwide. Europe already did it 10 years ago to their taught destroy free speech. You see Oliver Darcy and CNN and all of them. That's their job. But we played a clip earlier where pro-libers are being attacked all over the country just recently at free speech zones. And Connor saw one part at the end of the video. We'll try to play in the background while he talks about it, where that's the free speech zone, the speaker's corner of the university where these pro-libers were attacked. So, and you're just saying it's upside-down world.
There we go. That sounds much better. So kind of one thing I noticed about this clip as it was rolling here. Yeah, this exact part right here you're seeing. So I went to school at Texas State. Owen goes down there. He does a bunch of stuff down at the university. And that exact spot is known as a free speech zone. The irony I saw in this clip, I mean, look at this. This is a free speech zone, and this guy's just going over here and just knocking down every pro-life sign. I've even seen that exact old-timer there who goes out and sets up these pro-life events out here. He comes out twice a semester. He's generally a pretty nice guy. And what I was saying to you during the break was when I was going to school there, I did not see this type of behavior from students exhibited while I was going to school there. And I said to you during the break, how did this happen so fast? Within 5 years since I graduated, this stuff is everywhere. Just remember, like last year, when that one student wrote the article about how all white people were the scorn of the earth. You remember that? That was allowed to be published in a student newspaper that made national headlines.
That was Texas State.
That was Texas State. That
wrote the paper saying whites are inherently evil.
Exactly. And so after watching that piece from Caitlin Bennett and then seeing it reminded me of this footage that we watched earlier from the man destroying all the signs. It just started to hit. I just couldn't contain myself and think, how is this now becoming a universal mindset to students at all these colleges? Like, how did this again? It just goes back to my initial question of how did this happen so fast? And that's kind of where I'm just left and at a loss for words, Alex. So it's sad and disappointing.
Well, you heard the girl say it earlier. She goes, I am entitled to say that you should be shut down. I am entitled. I am of the supreme group. I am in control. I am downtrodden. And so now I'm look, the communist Chinese are openly funding Hollywood, Netflix, to demoralize the country. They admit that. And so a lot of it's the movies, the funding. These guys believe they're doing the holy work. And, it's time for me to go down to Texas State as well. Owen went down there after they had it on the cover of the paper that whites are inherently evil. I mean, this is just unbelievable garbage. But this is who the left are. Thank you, Connor.
You're welcome. I just want to say one more thing, though. They are aware of who you are down there, Alex. They're very well aware of your image. And I do see lots of InfoWars stickers plastered around just the town, San Marcos, that Texas State resides within. But I recently started seeing this girl, and when she found out that I worked for you, I mean, she didn't have a lot of nice things to say at first. So then it should turn out to be a pretty interesting relationship. Anyhow, back to you.
Back to you. Yeah, no, I mean, these are not pro-American people. These are authoritarians. They believe they're in the ruling class. They grew up on Hollywood and said they taught them to hate America. They weren't taught chivalry. They weren't taught common sense. And now they believe it's their time to rule. And those of us that don't submit to them are the enemy. But thanks for our audience of activists. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Back in 60 seconds, and I'm going right to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Growing up here, back when that was still taught, that most nations are really abusive. They're really authoritarian, and mobs of dumb people get together, and they take over like thugs. There's no due process, and they ban people's speech, and society collapses. But the people that do it are so stupid, they don't care. Like Venezuela, their leadership. And now it's here in America in 2019. It's getting worse. And we have to stop. We have to stop letting the left bully us. And we have to put heat on Trump and our legislatures to stand up against these authoritarian bastions like the universities, other places that are now globalist command bases, not centers of learning and openness and real dialogue. Okay, Morgan in Dakota, then Roland and others. Morgan, thanks for holding in North Dakota. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex, Morgan, North Dakota. Hello to my native truthers out there. I know there's not many out there, but we're out here, Alex.
Well, God bless you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I think it's funny how I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and just recently everybody's now saying, oh, you just listen to Alex Jones. You just listen to Alex Jones all the time. And I'm like, no, Alex is one of them. You know, that's just one of many that we should all be listening to. But, of course, it's creating a bigger divide, which, and I see it happening. I mean, little Indian reservations all over America, surrounded by, you know, by white people, of course. But it's creating a divide, and I think that needs to be addressed. And Trump definitely needs to try to get a hold of some more native votes, because I'm almost the only single person that supports him in my entire town. And everybody.
No, I totally agree. And everybody should just come together against globalism, because it's what's attacking us all. It doesn't matter if you're Native American. It doesn't matter if you're black, white. You're being targeted by the tainted vaccines. You're being targeted by fluoride. You're being targeted by Facebook. You're being targeted by AI. This whole anti-human system is here, and humans must unite against it.
Yep, even here where I work for the road maintenance department, and now we got to all start putting our data into an app. And we're going to have to carry an app around, you know, basically give them the data that we do every day, all day. And they advise us to get a Google account, of course.
And then all you're really doing is training a robot driverless car to take your job soon.
And of course, everybody, I've been learning about Blue Beam and stuff like that, and everybody thinks it's going to be some hallucinate, some thing in the sky, but it's really just a way to build things without humans. You know, and yeah, I do see driverless. I don't know about driverless commercial trucks like on X-Men, but definitely our jobs are.
Sir, it's here. It's here. The plan is to totally replace humans. Go to an airport. Everything's robot kiosk. Everything's being replaced to make us obsolete. I noticed you called in saying your son has autism. You want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, but not only does he have autism, I'm in a custody battle right now with mom, but I also watch my girlfriend's nephew who has cerebral palsy. And he definitely has autism, but it's not diagnosed. And he is almost the exact spitting image of my son. Everything about him is the same. And they're nonverbal. They're in that spectrum where nonverbal at all. Got the droopy eyes. And I heard about a 30-year-old man that learned to type that is autistic. And it's really a mental prison in their head where they can type. They know what we're saying, and they want to say something back, but they can't. And that's definitely
it's demonic and it's evil, and they're putting viruses and other things in the vaccines that target certain areas of the brain. So again, the conscious and the subconscious get cut off, and exactly, it is from what I've heard, it's just total torture what these young boys and then become men are put into, and they're just battling, frustrated, trying to communicate with you, and the system knows full damn well what they're doing. They're taking out our men ahead of the AI takedown. This is all, in my research, extraterrestrial through the AI with collaborator humans to take over the planet, like the Bible says. I don't get into UFOs and lizard people and stuff you can't prove. The globalists believe they're communicating with interdimensional forces that have given them a blueprint for immortality, and they are carrying it out judiciously to take us out. And that's it. So remember that, folks. Thank you, caller Morgan. Roland of Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. Thanks for everything that you do. I have this is in two parts, and it has to do with social media and the impact. Earlier, somebody mentioned MyLife.com. Now, this is something that you could really get into to expose, because this is one evil extortion outfit on the Internet. What they do, they have evidently the software to data mine the Internet to find out information about anybody that they can find out, whatever they can get. And then they put it together. Now, it could be incorrect. It may be correct. Then they have a file for you. And so anybody that happens to look up and accidentally come across you might find out that 30 years ago you were arrested, not knowing what the charge was. It could have been false and, you know, totally dropped. But it makes it look like that you're some kind of criminal. The same thing would be true of lawsuits. And so a person that would be applying for a job may not even know about this being on there. And the person that may want to hire them would then see it and then not even want to talk to the person or even consider hiring him. Now, the scam is this, is that once you see that and you want to correct it, well, then you have to buy a membership. And I think it's like $29 a
year. Well, of course, that's the scam. They take things out there, a lot of the disinfo, magnify it and make it look the worst it possibly can. So you call them to clean it up, and really all they do is change your account.
Yeah, and not only that, they've got your debit or credit card number, and they don't do the $29. They do $60 or $90 or $95. And the state of California fined them $800,000. And you can look up, there's at least three websites that have a list of the complainers and the people that got scammed and the troubles they had on trying to get stopped any more debiting of their account. There is a YouTube video on how to cancel yourself out, and they have to remove it. And the guy actually charges people. He says he's made charges people money to get them removed, but he gives you the information on how you can do it for yourself. The second part is the small business impact of Facebook and Instagram. If it's completely chopped up, there are many, many small businesses that are trying to get started by using Facebook and Instagram. And the Shopify.com has got a pretty slick setup for setting up a website and then being a link with Facebook and Instagram. And if it's all messed up the way it is right now, there'd be a lot of people impacted that are making a living. So it seems like cutting it up into pieces may not be the answer. But there needs to be some sort of accountability on the part of Facebook and probably even Instagram on how they are cutting off anybody that has a conservative attitude. I designed myself a T-shirt company with a lot of comedy and politically incorrect stuff, and I'm sitting back here wondering, and once I start moving this on Instagram, am I going to get blocked or shadow banned by both Facebook and Instagram before I can hardly even get started? So I think that there's got to be some congressional action that takes place.
Oh, there absolutely has to be, because Congress's inaction creates a vacuum for China, the EU, and others to come in with their regulations. The left and Warren have their total takeover plan. That's just to have them totally control it. We need to have the Internet Bill of Rights. We need to have a debate about it. Thank you so much. Great call, Roland. All right, Sean, Wayne, Liberty Dog, and Tim. I'll be live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll take calls. We've got Matt Bracken, who was scheduled for the hour, taking over right now with a lot of news. So I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Call back. You'll go to the head of the line. I appreciate you calling in. We did a good job, though. We took like 25, 30 calls or so today, so that's good. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported. We're under major attack. We have great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, we have the new Ultra 12, twice as strong as Secret 12, for 50% off, and it funds the operation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, you've got me for the rest of the hour. And I've been watching the show and following it, especially interested in those interviews in the college with the, you know, the students basically that are down with censorship. You know, they're completely cool with banning people from social media for shutting down conservative thoughts. And it's pretty obvious that they're being brainwashed in their classrooms. And it's obvious that brainwashing works, at least to that extent. The ones that are willing to walk up to a camera and confront on this issue. But I have seen some glimmers of hope that maybe there's a backlash forming. You know, my daughter, who's just out of college, she's as conservative as they come. You know, college didn't affect her and to tilt her leftward. If anything, her friends are reacting against that political correctness. They can't stand their PC professors, and they're falling into the conservative side very strongly, the conservative libertarian side. I think that a news item that I saw in the last day was at this high school in Colorado, the Highlands Ranch STEM school. The students actually walked out when a couple of politicians tried to turn a memorial for the hero Kendrick Castillo. They tried to turn his memorial into a gun control political rally. And they not only walked out, and they were, you know, chanting about needing mental health, not gun control. And, you know, mental health could go a long way towards explaining that one. The two shooters were, to my way of thinking, pretty wacko. The main shooter, the 18-year-old, had, F Society spray painted on his car, kind of a scream that he was sort of a psychotic, antisocial individual. But here he is in school, you know, with the pink hair screaming, "Look at me." Well, he got his attention, but he didn't get the body count he was hoping for because Kendrick Castillo tackled him and died in the process. And by doing so, he bought time for other students to rush the guy and then for security to arrive. So the victim was the hero. And I think that, we would do well to remember the names of these heroes. There was the old woman at the synagogue in California that jumped in the path of a bullet. And then there was at UNC Charlotte, Riley Howell, who also, you know, rushed a shooter, took him out. I would compare it to the, on the day of 9/11, was it Flight 93, that they knew that they were going to be, you know, used in a suicide mission, so he decided to rush the cockpit no matter what the cost. And that's an important thing for society to realize, you know, we can't just hide under our desks or, you know, lock doors and hide. Somebody, when the gun comes out, somebody, the closest guys, they've got to go for it. And it's not the first time that it's happened. It's happened occasionally throughout the history of these mass shootings, but, you know, that's the only solution, is for these guys to know there won't be any big body count and you won't be remembered. You'll just be forgotten as another psycho loser. But, my prayers and thoughts definitely go out to the families of these heroes. particularly these young men with everything in front of them, their entire world, their entire lives, you know, laid out in front of them and snuffed out, but by doing so, saving the lives of possibly, you know, dozens of their friends. So, you know, God bless Riley and Kendrick, two great American heroes. And it does show that not everybody is an NPC, robot, brainwashed zombie, like what we tend to think of the millennials maybe too much as. And certainly it's disturbing when you see so many millennials that are embracing their own tyranny. They're actually rejecting freedom. They're rejecting their own survival instinct. It goes to the power of brainwashing. Brainwashing can be so powerful that in a cult setting, people will kill themselves, like in Jonestown or the Doomsday cult that was waiting for the asteroid, or, you know, I forget what that one was out in California. They all took pills and died. That's the power of brainwashing, and it can work on a huge societal scale too. But the brainwashing of many may actually be an awakening for many others that are following them. And while we're seeing social media trying to crack down and clamp down and ban conservative ideas, ban people like Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, myself, what they're doing, I think, is having an unintended consequence, because it's making political correctness uncool. That's why the Pepe the Clown meme, I think, is so effective, because if they try to ban the clown meme, what does that say about political correctness? That they can't take a joke. They literally cannot take a joke. They have to look for, you know, hidden symbolism, like the okay sign. They have to try to control and enforce their rigid political correctness to the extent that nobody's allowed to laugh. Nobody's allowed to mock. Sarcasm is banned. Well, when you do this and you tell teenagers that they can't have a good time and can't use sarcasm, that's not a way to recruit people to the politically correct left-wing cause. In fact, that's a way to make the left completely uncool and repellent to youth. So I hope that there is an actual unintended consequence in here, and I'm really looking for a millennial backlash. And it's important to understand where political correctness comes from in the first place. What is the basis of political correctness? Political correctness is a tool that the left uses to avoid criticism. Any criticism of the bad consequences of leftist propaganda and ideology, any criticism of it is branded as hate speech and shut down. You know, people are put off of social media. People have even lost their jobs because of counterattacking against left-wing ideology and then being branded as haters. That's why I think that the clown meme is so effective, because how can you ban laughter? How can you ban, you know, a clown with a colorful, colorful wig, even if it's Pepe the Frog? It just makes the left look like totalitarian idiots, you know, which is exactly what they are. And I have a lot of concern for the next generation that I'll get to in the next segment. Maybe there are a lot of brainwashed NPCs signing up for oblivion, but maybe there is a rising new generation that will be actively seeking freedom. And we'll be back after the break and talk more about this.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25%
20% off. Celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to slightly switch gears, but we'll bring it back around to social media. You know, I've been saying for probably a year now that President Trump wasn't going to declassify the deep state coup material until after the Mueller report was out. That it was a kind of a poker game, and you want to have the last, you want to put down the last hand. And I think that that's what we're now seeing. So what Congress is doing, which really is clown world, when you look at people like you know, Nadler and Swalwell, Pelosi, they think that they're being effective. They think that this contempt citation against Attorney General Barr is going to get them traction. but it shows that they're really just living in their own echo chamber, their own bubble. You know, of course, Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon are going to think it's great, but Americans, I think, are looking at them as total clowns now. Americans get it. And this is the exact same cast of clowns that went against Kavanaugh, that were, you know, giving credibility to these charges that he was leading a gang rape ring, you know, in, as a high school kid. And that didn't work. Kavanaugh was confirmed. And I don't think that they're going to get any traction here. And what it's showing America is that they're desperate, because the hammer is going to come down. And when it comes down, the Democrats are going to have to either defect from the Russia narrative, which is unlikely, or continue to double down on stupid, just going further and further into a diminishing, like a hall of mirrors that just gets smaller and smaller in the end, until it eventually just goes poof and is gone. Because the big guns, the real ammunition, is about to get poured out and fired at the Democrats. You know, the Inspector General report, even the Huber report, this guy, the Salt Lake City U.S. attorney, he's been out there way out in left field in Salt Lake City, but people have been going out and talking to them. And I have to think that some of the principals at the level of Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, Strzok, and Page, they're not going to go to prison on perjury charges, you know, that they're giving testimony now and risk going to prison on very tough perjury charges when their truthful testimony is going to be, I was following orders. And the orders go right to the White House, to the Obama White House. Eventually, it's going to be, I think, Obama and his White House circle and John Brennan. Comey may fall on his sword, but even Comey, I think, eventually is going to say, I thought this was legitimate intelligence that came over from the CIA. I thought that the Russia stuff was real and that the investigation was real. It's pretty unbelievable, but Comey may stick with that story. But other than Comey and Brennan and the Obama White House, I think everybody's going to wind up flipping and saying that they were just following orders, because clearly the Papadopoulos timeline is falling apart. If Joseph Mifsud is shown to be an FBI and CIA and State Department asset going back for years, then everything that follows from the FISA application, everything will be the fruit of the poison tree, and the entire thing is going to blow up. I think Hannity had it best. He calls it Operation Crossfire Boomerang, and that's what's going to happen. I see Trump winning very big in 2020 if the economy, you know, somehow manages to hold together, and there's nothing else that the Democrats have to throw at him. All of the Russian narrative is going to have a boomerang effect, and if the Republicans, not that I'm a big Republican fan, but the alternative is the Democratic Socialists. If there is a Democrat Congress in 2020, we may finally get a chance to secure the border as well as can be done, you know, in this era. But, if the projections are that Trump is going to probably cruise to a reelection victory, I don't think that the danger is past, because the people that at the top of the deep state coup who are facing prison, men in their 60s facing prison and disgrace, I think that some of them will be willing to go for a kinetic operation to take out Trump. And I'm not saying that there'll be anything put in orders, but it'll be more similar to the who will rid me of this meddlesome priest, you know, the Beckett story, where it won't be a memo, nothing in writing, no meetings of more than two people, but at the highest levels of the deep state coup and the entrenched deep state bureaucracy, people are going to be thinking, we have got to get rid of Trump. And by get rid of, I mean take him out. And that would include potentially, allowing an assassin to get close to him, corrupt Secret Service people. You know, I'm not saying it. All Secret Service are suspect, but there have been a lot of them fired. Remember, Obama brought in a lot of social justice warrior types and put them at the very top of the bureaucracies, the federal bureaucracies, including the Secret Service. We remember their scandals during the Obama regime. So there's a lot of corrupt and dirty cops at the top of federal law enforcement because that's who Obama brought in. Guys like Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. They're infesting, you know, the entire federal law enforcement bureaucracy now. And some of them, I think, would be willing to kind of open the gate to a kinetic solution to Donald Trump. So I do fear for his personal safety greatly going forward. I hope that the Secret Service immediately around him are way on their game, because as the legal net closes around the coup plotters, they're not going to just quietly go off to prison. They're going to be more and more desperate. And people like John Brennan, who voted for a communist in 1976, when the Soviets were still putting people in gulags and psychiatric hospitals where they were chemically lobotomized, that's who he voted for. And, you know, these guys don't really see a problem with communist tactics. The ends justify the means. And they see Trump as an existential threat to all of the what they consider progress towards globalism, which is their holy grail. That's why Comey called his book A Higher Loyalty, meaning a higher loyalty than to the Constitution and to the United States of America. Well, they see their entire plot possibly unraveling with a successful Trump second term and a Republican Congress. And, you know, Paul Ryan is gone. Imagine a Republican Congress with somebody like Jim Jordan running the show. This to them is an absolute existential nightmare, and they will in no way just ride smoothly through it. And they can't depend on saying that Trump stole the election in 2020. That plan for 2016 to discredit the election, it didn't work. It failed. They were willing to do a deep state coup plot, and it failed. So they can't count on rigging the vote in 2020. They can't count on calling it a fraudulent election. So they are preparing themselves for a second Trump administration with a GOP Congress and Senate. And that is a nightmare scenario for them. And there are people on their side who will stop at nothing, including fomenting an economic crash, assassination plots, you name it. Nothing is off the table. When we come back, maybe we'll pick up some phone calls if...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, last segment, and I did want to mention I have a new book coming out in a couple of weeks. It's going to be in print and an e-book on Kindle. Called The Bracken Collection, which is my short stories and some essays from the last decade. And I would recommend going forward to get some books like this in the dead tree format. Something that, you know, we're all aware that people are being banned from social media. Tommy Robinson, one of his books was actually taken off of Amazon because, you know, the professional Muslim grievance groups thought that it shouldn't be there, so Amazon cooperated and took it down. You can find Mein Kampf, and you can find all kind of literature like that on Amazon, but you can't find Tommy Robinson's book called Muhammad's Quran. It's factual, true book. You can't find it. Well, not only can they take books off of Amazon, they can make it, big tech can now make it so that they can delete things that you think that you saved somewhere in the ether. But if you don't have it locked into your hard drive in a secure location or in a printed format, they can take things away. You know, Kindle has had books deleted years later after being published because of copyright disputes or people making the case that some literature bordered on kiddie porn, you know, Lolita type fiction, and you think you have a book on your Kindle and zap, it's gone. So if Trump doesn't win, if something happens where we get a president Buttigieg or Kamala Harris or, you know, even a Biden, you can expect the hate crime laws just to go into orbit as a means of shutting down conservative speech. And that's going to be, I think, a backdoor way for them to attack conservative literature, fiction and nonfiction, which would include just zapping them right off of your device, you know, as an evil, hateful, violence-producing form of entertainment. So I would recommend that you get books by folks like me. Put it on Kindle, that's fine. But remember, what's on Kindle can be taken away from Kindle. And if you have the printed book, at least you're going to have it forever. And you can share it with your friends. It can't be removed by social media. In the New Zealand mosque shooting, people have been arrested in New Zealand just for attempting to find that video, the Facebook video. You know, the guy streamed it on Facebook. Millions of people saw it, but now it's a crime. He can't even possess his manifesto in New Zealand. And, you know, we have the First Amendment, theoretically, but if the Democrats come to power eventually, we're going to see drastic curtailments on it. You know, this is just something I see in the future. I know I've got bookshelves just too full. I can't jam in any more printed books, but in some cases it might be a good idea. You know, it might be a good idea. Now, this is kind of, people are looking at me and saying, look at that old boomer talking about printed books. That's so yesterday. That's so 20th century. We live in an electronic world, and that's fine. But you guys, you know, that aren't younger than boomers, you better remember the digital world doesn't really exist. It's virtual. The cloud is virtual. The cloud can go poof during some kind of an electronic attack, cyber attack. Or a tyrannical government can just delete things, not only delete things, but charge you for possessing them. So when you think about a printed book, think of it as an insurance policy against future deletion. You know, this is speaking about, you know, younger people and their reliance on the screens, especially the youngest kids that have had cell phones and computers since the day they were born. They can't imagine another world. They are effectively being brainwashed from the cradle. The messaging that's going out, not just the political messaging, but the consumer messaging and so forth, and the believe authority messaging that's going out, you know, the conformism messaging that's going out. This is probably the most effective form of brainwashing that's ever existed. People like Hitler, Mao, and Stalin never had the tools that exist today. All they could do is put up billboards and posters on walls, leaflets, Pravda-type newspapers, radio, and maybe one television channel. That is nothing compared to what kids have now, which is a device that will entertain them from day one. But you have to remember that the messages that are coming out of all of the screens have been designed to keep you buying, to keep you watching. You know, billion-dollar companies pay millionaires, geniuses, they pay geniuses millions of dollars to addict kids to that screen. And that's bad enough. But as a result, young people are not getting outside. They're not going camping. They're not going fishing or hunting. They're not ever learning what it is to hike in the woods, because all of their waking time is spent staring inside of a screen. And that brain development time can't be recaptured. Once the brain is developed through the teen years into young adulthood, you can't go back then and say, now let's do the hiking in the woods and smelling the flowers and, you know, digging the dirt with our hands. That's gone. The rising generation potentially is going to be so susceptible to programming and being brainwashed because all of their neurological development was to wait for the next message, then to follow the instruction on the screen. Click here. Turn right in 100 yards. You know, don't figure out how to actually get around a city or get around the woods on your own, you know, learning to navigate in the real world. It's just stare at a screen and wait for the next message. Click from the choices that are offered to you. And the people that designed those choices, they've programmed the decision tree. They know what you're going to pick. They've tilted the field. So if there is a tyranny that comes in this country, I would say that the majority of people will be wholly in line with it, because the tyranny won't be presented in an Orwellian fashion. It'll be presented in a false free choice situation. Look, I've got five choices here, but all five choices were designed for you. So my plea is to shut off the screens, get outside, go for a run, ride a bike, ask somebody if they know how to go camping. I mean, there are so many people today have never spent a night in the woods in their life and don't want to. They can't imagine life outside of an air-conditioned bubble, outside of being surrounded by computer screens, plugs in the ears, living in a virtual world. Well, the virtual world is going to steer you towards eventually a real cliff in terms of any kind of emerging form of tyranny, which is probably going to be where the humans are replaced with artificially intelligent robots. You know, we're just going to be like the sheep on the sheep farm. There won't be a need for drivers. There won't be a need for people stocking shelves or doing warehouse work. There will be very little for humans. And what will be what will be the place for us actual humans? What will be left for us? You know, what happens to sheep on a sheep farm? You know, they might be fed and watered regularly, but eventually somebody just makes a decision, open that door and stick them in that warehouse, and you never see them again. So anyway, what a gloomy way to end the show. But my plea is get outside, live in the real world, breathe the air, ride a bike, shoot a gun, you know, get a fishing rod and catch a fish, go canoeing, do anything, but get outside. And I've been told that I might be on every Thursday from now on, fourth hour, so we'll see how it goes. I've got some personal things going on. I might not have been totally prepared today. I hope you can put up with me. And we'll see you next week in the same slot, and maybe we'll have better news as the hammer comes down on the Deep State 2 plotters. So I've been waiting for that for a long time.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.